Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, on Thursday's edition of Farm Talk from the ICE Expo up in Grand Forks, Mick talked with Dr. Ken Hellevang, the NDSU Ag and Biosystems Engineer.
I understand you're looking for your replacement, Ken Hellevang.
We are. We want to just go back to being an extension person, let somebody else do the administrative work.
It was fun while it lasted, or was it?
Well, it's like a lot of positions. There's good days and there's some that are challenging, but all in all, it's fun to be involved in the variety of things that are happening in our department, with the precision ag being such a popular topic and a new program in our department. A lot going on there, as well as the more traditional things that we've been working with.
And the traditional things, like just putting grain in a bin, has been just a big challenge this winter. And as farmers now, as the sun climbs higher in the sky, start emptying those bins, there's been a lot of tragedy. And in Minnesota seems to lead the country in some of these grain bin deaths.
Yeah, it's certainly all around us. We go back and look at kind of history or trends, years where we have challenging storage years. That's when we typically will see more grain entrapments and more hazards associated with working with that grain. And so we're trying just to remind everybody of those hazards. Do not go in the grain bin. Just do not go in the grain bin. Things happen so quickly and with such force that if the grain isn't flowing, we need to figure out a way to change that from outside that bin.
What was your message in your presentation this morning? What were the bullet points?
Well, we started out with the safety hazards concern and then moved into a little bit on just about all of the different types of grains that we're working with. That whether it's wheat, corn, or soybeans, it seems like we had a wet year. A lot of wet grain went into storage. We probably did fairly well over winter, but we're approaching the time of the year when temperatures start warming up. We have solar heat gain on these bins, and we need to be making some decisions and looking at, is this a bin with enough airflow so I can do natural air drying? Maybe the moisture content exceeds that natural air drying capability, and we have to be thinking of taking maybe even soybeans out of the bin, running them through a high temperature dryer. So lots of different things that farmers need to be thinking about this year.
And once grain has gone out of condition, can you get it back into condition and while leaving it in the bin?
Gets to kind of what's the definition of out of condition. Yeah. Certainly, we need to be aware of temperatures that might be changing in the bin. Grain temperature tells us a lot about what's the quality of the grain in the bin. So we should be monitoring the temperature. If the temperatures start increasing, we need to be running the fans to cool that grain back down to hold that grain. Unfortunately, we had some problems last fall with sprouts in wheat and ended up with poor falling numbers. We're not going to change that with our drying system. That's quality that we can maintain, but not fix what happened last fall.
And again, that was Dr. Ken Hellevang, an NDSU Ag and Biosystems Engineer. This is Inside Agriculture.